Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special edition of We Talk Wrestling, WrestleMania, right here on Movement Radio. I'm Talon Williams.
I'm Chip Hazard.
I'm Roger Ciro.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it is WrestleMania season, and we are giving you our WrestleMania 39 predictions. WrestleMania is going to be held this upcoming Saturday and Sunday from SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, California. How are you guys feeling about this upcoming card for WrestleMania?
Meh. Yeah, honestly,
I haven't watched wrestling since the Royal Rumble. I feel like Vince is back in creative, and this is just all super predictable and boring as shit again.
I mean, predictability varying. I mean, it does look like on paper these should be some. I mean, I can at least think of maybe three or four matches where it's like I kind of want to see what happens.
You know, that Lesnar-Omos match is going to tear down the house.
I mean, that's your opinion. Go ahead. But, I mean, shut up. So, I guess let's not waste time, man. Let's just go ahead and just kick this off, man. I guess we'll kick it off with the two matches that were which, by the way, for those of you talking about, yes, and we know the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is not going to be on WrestleMania. It hasn't been for the last couple of years. They've been doing it on SmackDown. Chances are LA Knight's going to win that one, but that's my opinion. Unless you guys have an opinion.
Probably.
Everybody who's not on WrestleMania, pretty much.
Still don't know who that is.
I guess I would say probably either LA Knight or Bobby Lashley, since Lashley's match for Mania got nixed.
Yeah.
I want to go with MJF.
Yeah.
Just he's on the WrestleMania card.
You know, we didn't have to do this. You could have just said no, but okay. All right. So moving on from there, let's talk about the first match we'll talk about is the Women's WrestleMania Showcase match, which is a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match. You have the team of Liv Morgan and Raquel Gonzalez versus Natty Neidhart and Shotzi Blackheart, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, and the team that was just added just this past Monday, Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville. Who you guys think is going to win it?
I got Rousey and Baszler.
Raj?
I guess Ronda and Baszler, they have to do something since they're paying Ronda.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Ronda and Baszler as well. Next one on the card, we have the Men's WrestleMania Showcase. Also another Fatal 4-Way Tag Team matchup. Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus the Viking Raiders. Where are you guys leaning in this one?
I got Strowman and Ricochet. They've been pushing them pretty hard from what I understand.
I'll go Street Profits.
I'm going to go Alpha Academy. Either Alpha Academy or Street Profits, but I think, I don't know, there's a part of me that, because they've been teasing this breakup between Chad Gable and Otis, so that Chad Gable can break out as a single star. But then again, if the rumors are true that Vince is back in somewhat control, you might as well forget that mess. But, all right, so Chip's got Strowman and Ricochet. Roger's got Street Profits. I'm going to go with American Alpha anyway. Fuck it. Next on the card, the match that Roger thinks will burn the house down, Brock Lesnar and Omos.
I got Lesnar over.
I got Lashley.
I mean, you did say earlier that you thought they would add Lashley to that, so...
The only thing that makes sense. And Lesnar was probably the best feud actually going up to this event. Well, up to Rumble and then nothing.
Yeah, that it didn't make any sense to me why they changed that up. But for whatever reason, I don't know. But
Vince
just because,
McMahon.
There you go. But just because this is the match that we have in front of us, I'm just going to go ahead and say Brock Lesnar wins it. Next, and again, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't in any particular order. I'm just going by what I'm looking at. Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch versus Damage Control, Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky in a 6 women tag match.
I'm going to give it to the Legends. And the Man. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Oh, she is a legend. I'm going to give it to the Legends team also. But didn't they announce one match being in order, and that's Cena and Theory being the first match?
Yeah, Cena and Theory is going to be the first one, but I was going to wait for that one. I was going to wait to put that one here in a minute. But yeah, I just to be contrary, I'm going to go with Damage Control. I think Damage Control might pull off a sneak victory. I don't know. But I'm going to go with Damage Control to win that one. Next up, what Roger just said, the aforementioned Austin Theory versus John Cena match for the United States Championship. Who you guys got winning?
Theory.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Theory. I mean, it doesn't matter if Cena wins or loses, but it means more for Theory since he's an after wrestler.
Right. I'm going to also go with Theory as well. What's the percentage you think it would be if John Cena actually beating Theory, if the rumors 0. Are that okay?
Yeah, I don't. He's not gonna.
He's
be,
not active. Yeah, I agree.
He's already said he's never going to be a full time wrestler again. So if they put him over for the strap, that makes no sense.
I agree 100%. The next match, Seth freaking Rollins versus Logan Paul. Where are Rollins. You guys going with this one?
Rollins. They've had Paul knock Rollins out like the last 3 weeks. So it should be Rollins getting his comeuppance.
Exactly. Because Paul cost him at the Rumble. It cost him at Elimination Chamber. It's fitting. It makes sense for it to be Rollins. And he's white hot right now. He's probably the top babyface, right? Hell, the top worker in the company, to be completely honest.
Weird that he's not in the main event of the WrestleMania, the biggest show of the year.
I know, it's crazy. But speaking of someone else who has also had an incredible 2022, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens to go one-on-one against the Usos for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. Who do you guys have winning this one?
Owens and Zayn.
That'd be the logical thing, but
yeah. I don't think they should win it, but I think they're going to win it.
They shouldn't win it either because they don't even want to do this. They said they didn't want to team up and they didn't want to go for the tag titles. They wanted to be single stars
and not rely on each other.
Yeah. But fuck them, right?
Golly. I am also going to go with KO and Sami Zayn in this one as well. Next one, a match that I am really looking forward to, if it's any precursor to the type of matches that I know these guys can have. Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre in a triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship. Who you guys got winning?
I got Sheamus Omar.
It should be Walter.
I think Sheamus is going to win it by pinning Drew McIntyre. That way it protects Gunther.
But then what do you do with Gunther after that?
You move him up.
To what? To the babyface? Cody Rhodes is going to be on Raw?
I mean, unless you want to keep the Intercontinental Championship on him, have him break Honky Tonk Man's record.
At this rate, you should. I would.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to be the next guy for Cody. He won't be the next guy for Cody.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because he'll expose Cody.
All right. So I'm going Sheamus. Chip, you said you were going.
I'm going Sheamus.
And Roger, you're going Gunther, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio. Who you guys got?
Vicky Guerrero.
Oh my God.
I just read a report that she's done with AEW. I could see them bringing her in for part of this, especially since Dom
is her son.
Yeah. Well, and he did that whole thing. Like, I really wish that Eddie was my real dad. So,
yeah, I seen that too. Golly. So who did you say you had again?
I got Dom.
I got Dom too.
I mean, Dom, Ray's not going to go over his son at WrestleMania.
Right. Next on the card, we have the Hell in the Cell match between Edge and the Demon Finn Balor. Who do you guys have?
I'm going to go.
It'll go Edge, unfortunately, but it should be Balor.
Yeah, I'm going to go Edge. And apparently this is Brood Edge versus Demon Finn Balor, not.
Yeah, because they're bringing in Gangrel.
And Christian.
Yeah, I've seen that report too.
Are they bringing in Christian?
So the.
Because he's in AEW still.
Yeah, but the report is he has been giving clearance to appear at WrestleMania for the Brood reunion.
You know, I find that sketchy. I find that interesting that like, why would they allow Christian to have one night to go do this Brood thing with Edge at WrestleMania, but Billy Gunn wasn't allowed to do the DX reunion back on Raw? You know what I mean? Like,
that's why I think it's weird.
Do they pick and choose? Or,
well, so from what I understand, it wasn't that Billy Gunn wasn't allowed. It was that Triple H didn't ask Billy Gunn to do it.
No, until, he did ask Billy Gunn.
Until last minute.
No, Tony Khan gave him a stipulation where he had to actually mention AEW 3 times during the segment.
Mm.
And I would have. I would have shit on them.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe this shows that they care more about, the AEW cares more about Billy Gunn than they do fucking Christian.
I guess so.
Do they though?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. What's
the last thing Christian's done?
Get buried by Jungle Boy, literally.
Which is, did they really bury him?
They literally buried him. It was a fucking casket match, essentially. They didn't call it that, but that's what it was.
Stupid.
That's basically what it was.
It's also no longer Jungle Boy.
Yeah, it's Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
It's Jack. He's using Jack Perry.
I would say, is it just Jungle Man?
Tarzan boy. Anyway,
we'll get to meet them anyway, so we'll get to talk to him about
that. Yeah, we'll ask him. Yeah. We'll ask him. Absolutely.
Why are you not Jungle Man yet?
Are you still a boy?
Are you under the age of 18? Because that's illegal for you to work.
There's child labor laws in this country, man. Anyway, that being said, all right, so Roger's going Edge. Chip said you was going.
I'm going Edge as
I'm
well.
Okay, I'm going Balor. I'll be the odd man in here. I'm going to go with Balor. The next one is Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley for the SmackDown Women's title.
Ripley.
Ripley. Ripley. At this point.
I mean, who knows?
But she was supposed to win it last time, but.
Yeah, well, that's true,
Charlotte
too.
Charlotte don't lose to anybody that's not named Sasha at WrestleMania.
That's.
Or Becky.
Yeah, it's not one of the horse women.
Yeah.
Nah, well, they haven't faced Bayley at Mania, so I guess that's right.
Well, I mean, technically, Bayley did beat Charlotte when they had the Fatal 4-Way at WrestleMania 33. It came down to Bayley and Charlotte. Okay, so you mean like in a one-on-one scenario?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get what you're saying. But I mean,
it wasn't Asuka, and it wasn't Rhea.
It should have been Asuka.
And it should have been Rhea.
Yep. Right? That being said, let's move on to the next one. Bianca Belair versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship.
It should be Asuka, but she's not allowed to win at Mania.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's Asuka because that's who should win.
I believe Asuka should win, but I still think that Bianca Belair is going to keep the title. I want to say Asuka's win, but I think they're going to put it because Belair's, you know, they're fixing to start that new reality TV show with her and Montez. So they obviously want to have either that or just take it off of her, you know, so she can do the reality show or whatever. But I don't know. It just makes sense for the champion to be on the reality show. If that makes sense, I guess. I don't know.
But what I'm saying is like, Asuka doesn't win at Mania.
No, that's true. All right. But yeah, I'm going Belair. I want to say Asuka, but I'm going to go Belair. All right, and now I guess the match that everybody's been waiting on, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Who do you guys have winning?
I want to state that I'm not waiting for this match. It's actually the one I want to watch the least.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this is the most predictable of all the matches at WrestleMania. Cody's going to win, and I don't think he should. I 100% think they should pull the direct fucking swerve and put Reigns over and drop Cody back down to the mid card for a while and make him actually earn his way back up.
Yep.
Right. I see. I don't think, like, I think maybe, and again, this could be one of those, like what you said, the swerve thing, like everybody knows Cody's winning, but then Roman ends up winning. Like, that's kind of what I kind of want to see happen. Maybe Cody can pick up the belt at like SummerSlam or something, or maybe Survivor Series or some match later on down the road. But what adversity has Cody Rhodes had to overcome?
A torn pectoral muscle.
That's it. Like, that's it. But that was like a real life situation. But when he came back, like, think about it. How many times did Cody Rhodes beat Seth Rollins since he's come back?
Every time.
Exactly. They wrestled like 4 or 5 times. Every single match is the same. You know, Cody, you know, oh, he was the last one in the Royal Rumble. Oh, he's the final two people are the last guy and the first guy. And I give credit where credit is due, man. Gunther, God bless that man. He went through the whole entire Rumble. He went coast to coast. And then they made it look like, oh, Cody went through 29 men. No, man, you didn't. You didn't even go through 10 of them. You know what I mean? So he's had the, in terms of like the easiest route to a WrestleMania main event, can you give me somebody else who's had an easier route to the main event? One who hasn't had to face adversity like Cody?
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Sorry, wait, what was the question?
who had
Name somebody who had less adversity to get to the main event of WrestleMania than Cody.
Ultimate Warrior.
He didn't win the Rumble, though.
So he faced less adversity.
But what? Even with Cody in the Rumble, what adversity did he face?
He got the shit beat out of him. By
he got the shit kicked out of him by Gunther, and he got exposed.
So that's why you don't want to see the one-on-one match. You don't want him to get exposed again? Like...
He's been exposed every match he's been back since he's been in WWE. But he got carried 3 matches by Rollins, and then he got the shit kicked out of him by Gunther.
I mean, you're not lying. You're not lying.
And we fucking hand-feed him a title that he doesn't deserve.
Yeah. I mean, we have our opinions, but at the same time, that audience, you know, the audience is eating it up. You know, the crowd is behind him, so there's there, you know.
The crowd's going to be behind whoever they told him to get behind right now against Roman because of what they did to Sammy.
Yeah.
It could be fucking Jake Paul, for all we know, and they'd still be behind him over Roman.
I think so.
You got a point.
The crowd literally didn't turn on Roman until the Sami Zayn thing. They didn't give a shit about Cody Rhodes. They still don't. Most of them do want Sami in the main event.
No, I agree with that 100%.
But since Vince is back in creative, we got to do what Vince wants.
Yeah, well, it was fun while it lasted, right?
It was, actually. It was actually worth watching at that time.
Because think about it, when Triple H was like, when it was just him, was Omos even around?
No.
The moment Vince. Bodyguarding.
He was a bodyguard, not wrestling.
Right. But now.
The Street Profits were being pushed well. Viking Raiders were being pushed well. Alpha Academy was being pushed well. I mean, the mid-card people were actually being pushed as mid-card people and actually elevated up to mid-card. But we got the same 7 people doing the same rotation again.
Yeah. Yep, fun while it lasted. All right. So out of all the matches, is there one, just one match that you can honestly sit there and say, I'm looking forward to this match?
Nope, not this year.
None?
I'm not going to watch Mania.
Right. Chip, you got one?
I think personally that probably the Seth Rollins Logan Paul match is going to be like, that's going to be a match to see, because those two, like, Logan Paul is, for the amount of time that he's been in wrestling, he's really, really good. And Seth Rollins is going to pull, like, even better out of him. So that, and then I just want to see the pure and unadulterated slugfest that is going to be Walter, Sheamus, and McIntyre.
See, that was my number one. Like, I want to see Gunther, Sheamus, and McIntyre. Rollins is going to be the one. I think this match is the big test for Logan Paul, because you're in there with the best worker in the business. You're going to have to pull it together. You know what I mean? Which I think, you know, with Logan's ability to learn and his ability to soak everything up like a sponge and adapt, I mean, but it's a different level when you're in there with Seth Rollins, dude. It really is. So that being said, I guess we can go ahead and cut it here, I think.
Do we actually cut it here?
Well, I seen you had a thing, your hand was up on this thing. That's why I was
thinking. That's a misclick. I moved the mouse over.
That's why I slowed down. I was like, do we need to pause or something? I'm sorry.
No, I just moved the mouse over and I guess I clicked it.
Oh, okay. I was like, he ain't talking. Is something going on? Something wrong? I don't know. Technical difficulties. I do apologize. I don't know. Any final comments on this upcoming WrestleMania?
I hope it's better than what my mind is telling me that it's going to be. I mean, like Roger said, this is more predictable than Cody coming back and winning the Royal Rumble. We all called that.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully they do something that kind of shocks and surprises us and says, oh shit, maybe we should have watched that.
Right. It's going to be interesting to see.
So.
Right. Raj, any final thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, Vince is back in control. So everything's going to be back to being predictable and stagnant.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Prepare for the same six people.
Prepare for the worst, hope for the best, right?
That's the saying.
That's all you can do. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess that's it for We Talk Wrestling right here on Movement Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Who are your WrestleMania 39 predictions? Let us know in the comment section. Let us know. Anything you guys want to say before we bounce out here tonight?
As always, check out movementradio.us. That is your one-stop shop for all things Movement Radio.
What you got to say, Raj?
As always, go over to our YouTube channel, watch our videos, subscribe, comment, like, you know, just keep supporting us there. We're growing really, really steadily. We're close to that 400 marker.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And with that being said, shout out to all of our sponsors that's been down with us, man. GearAnime.com, AudibleTrial.com, Canvazoo Lily, W.GG, Elementor, Just Cash Clothing, Get Response, excuse me, and Entertainment Earth. Thank you to all of our friends and family that's been down with us since day one. You guys know who you are. Thank you guys so much. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. And we will catch you right back here next time for another We Talk Wrestling. Let's hit them with the outro.
Please do not leave without leaving a like, comment, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Make sure you follow us on all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check out the YouTube channel, subscribe, click that bell to get notified of our latest videos. Streamlabs.com/movementradio/merch. Go cop some merch. And once again, movementradio.us, your one-stop shop for all things movement radio.
I am Chip Hazard.
I am Talon Williams.
I'm Roger Sierra.
And this is Movement Radio.
God's plan.